Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
Hi, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I perceive it to be another session of insanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, and you can hear it every day on GCN, the Genesis Communication Network. Head over to joemessina.com. You can hear it, watch it, see it there as well. Yep. I get a kick out of the fact that we're actually doing radio on video. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly be part of it. Be part of the experience. You got to experience it. Right? And once you experience it, and you gut it, you see how it goes down, then you decide how you can make a change. How you can fix stuff. You know, really. All right. Got a lot of little stories I want to get to. I mean, a lot. Now, like I said to you earlier, campus reform has a boatload of these stories you may want to hop up on, check out. One of the stories I didn't get to last hour that I wanted to is that if you don't study war, you don't study history, you don't study, you know, global awareness, which is what they want you to be, right? You'll never really understand how it all came together, how we are fighting with certain people and why. Why certain people or certain countries are fighting with other countries and why. Dr. Timothy Furnish is a writer, he's an analyst, right? Written 5 books. And I talked about it, there are 299 programs in America that offer an MA or a PhD in history. Right? Only 37 programs allow for a specialization in military topics. In other words, you can't talk about what the military did and don't do. Yeah, I know. I went off on a tangent on this last time, and that's why I didn't get it done, blah, 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 yeah. So the preference has dangerous implications for a country because it leaves America unequipped to understand the nation's dealings, how it dealt with tensions in the past, where our adversaries. How did Kennedy deal with the Russians being in Cuba? Do they actually learn about the Cuban Missile Crisis? And now we've got the Russians down in Argentina. Do we really want them that close? U.S. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, recently made that trip to Taiwan. That's where I went sideways. Right? Kind of solidify Taiwan's, stature on the world the world scene, if you would. Now, the United States has been the world's policeman since the end of World War II. What I find interesting, they can't find anything on a map, but that's beside the point. When asked, only 16% of Americans could locate Ukraine on a map. 31% could not even locate China. All right, it's a fair bit. I wonder if they can find America. I'd love to know if they could find the U.S. on a map. This ignorance has got to contribute to their understanding of war, not war, whatever. They just don't get it. That's why I was saying when I did the story before, part of it, we need more military people in Congress, not to wage more war. But we want them in Congress because they know what it's like to see what other countries go through. Through oppression and other, the real oppression. Not oppression because I don't get your pronoun right. But real aggression where you don't get to eat what you want to eat. Where if your firstborn baby's a female, they kill it. That kind of oppression. It's amazing to me how much these kids have bought into what they believe to be truth. Why? Because your parents aren't spending enough time with them. It really would boil down to good friend Kerry Quashin. Just sat with him through a panel discussion on how fentanyl is killing our kids. And it has nothing really to do with them going out to get the drug in particular. It's not being sold. I mean, it's going to sound really weird. It's not being sold properly. Fentanyl, kids aren't going out to buy fentanyl pills. Doesn't work that way. They think they're buying speed. They think they're buying all kinds of other drugs. Fentanyl is cheap, fast, and easy, and an immediate addiction. You always want more, 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 and more. And because of that, and it doesn't take much to kill. And listen, those cartels, they don't care about you. They don't care about your money. They don't care about any of that because if you die, they'll find somebody else. They'll find somebody else come forward and buy their drugs. We're so dependent on drugs and sex and all this stuff now is commonplace. And yet people love saying, stop fighting it. It's here. You can't fight it anymore. It's that attitude. I wish I could go back and get the shows from the very beginning. Where I used to say this stuff all the time. We won't fight something because we don't think we can win. Well, you can't win it. You can't even imagine winning it until you get into it. You get into it. You get in it to win it. When it starts to go sideways on you, you don't throw your hands up and give up. You find a way to work through it. You find a way to fight it. You find a way to make it happen. But I guess that's asking too much. See, what happens when you raise these kids that don't have to push through? This is what you get. This is the kind of society you get. Joe Masina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pings you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Toby, to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. You got to be part of the solution. Right? No, come on. Honestly. If you're part of the solution, then you've got your information, you're pushing back, you're fighting back, you have a clue to what you're talking about. But there's one that just drives me out of my mind. Right? When people, when people don't really, really understand what they're talking about. And they talk with such authority. I used to say that about AOC. I keep wanting to call her AOL. No comment. But I kept wanting to say that with AOC, too. I mean, when you listen to her speak, if you're really short on brain cells, she sounds like a genius. Like she's got it all together. And she is one of those, you don't get the feeling, you know. She's coming off of one of those entitled young millennials who nothing they say is wrong. Everything they say is exactly right. Right? And you can't tell them. You can't, you know, I know we heard this in the old days, but it's true. You can't tell them anything. Because they already know. You know, I used to have a guy that worked for me. And he would, I don't know any way to put it. He would actually be standing there. I'm the boss. I sign his paychecks. And he would be standing there. And he would be talking to me. I'd be asking him questions. I'd be looking at his phone. Like, I'm not important enough. I'm number two on whatever he's doing. And he couldn't get it. He was that involved in himself. I don't know any other way to put it. So, he'd be looking at himself. He'd be looking at his phone because he couldn't miss anything. Right, whatever. Not that it helped him. And finally, what I started doing, such a Joeism, as my wife would say, what I started to do, because he was making me crazy, every time he looked at the phone, I just stopped talking. Just see how long it took him to figure out that I would stop talking. And at one point, he looks up and goes, I'm listening. I said, I haven't said anything in a minute and a half. So you really couldn't have been listening, could you? Right? So it's always seriously amazing to me when I see stuff like that. And that's why his parents, me, although he didn't have a lot of respect for me, but his parents or me or whoever really should have been sitting there and saying, son, you pay attention, somebody's talking to you, you have enough respect for them. I mean, that's your boss, right? You have enough respect for them to make sure that you're showing them you're paying attention, you're showing them that you're giving them the respect of listening. But you don't see that much anymore, do you? No, really, you really don't. And now with the kids, I know I sound like the old curmudgeon again, sorry. No, I mean, you guys remember, some of you have been around for a long time. Do you remember when I used to say things like, look, something sideways here. Because when I go into, I don't know, the supermarket, and I'm going up and down the aisles, I'm looking for stuff, and you get these little kids that run in, no, I sound like it. They run in next to you. They don't say, excuse me. They don't say any of that stuff. They're kind of shoving their way. I just want to catch their head between the shelf and the cart and go, just say, excuse me. I'll move over. I can't, you know, I can't see you. I can't pay attention to everything that's happening. But do that and I'll move over and we'll all be happy. Everything will be great for everyone. So, you know, where are you parents in all this? Do you not think that your little Johnny, do you really believe that as my mom would say, his stuff don't smell? Do you ever tell them that, hey, look, there's other people around. When you get in somebody's way, when you do something like that, you have to say, excuse me? And they'll move. Most of the time, somebody will move out of your way. Okay, young man. Yeah, sure. Young lady. There you go. It's all yours. I don't know. I'm complaining because that's what, when this stuff comes up and we start talking about these people, nobody really wants to deal with this. The reality of what's happening out there. In more ways than one. 855, where's that thing go? Oh, it took off. 855, Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, as I always say, you do. I know I've been ranting now for 10 minutes or so about this stuff. All right, New York City Mayor Adams, he's slamming the New York Times because they report on his lavish, well, even claiming it might be a little unethical party lifestyle. New York Times is, you know, on his side, right? He thinks it's silly and not worthy of any kind of news. Except if it was, Trump or Trump's kids or whatever. Then it would all be something that you can, you know, that they should be in the paper, right? New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been slamming the New York Times. They published a quote-unquote expose about his trips to expensive city restaurants, nightclubs, without proving that he or his entourage have been paying expenses. The article by reporter Sarah Maslin, Jasmine Hughes, they detailed his outings at two swanky New York establishments. Coffee tastes better in a Messina mug. Where he was schmoozing with politicians and other high rollers. Eating expensive meals, giving no indication he has been paying the bills. If Adams were to provide free meals or free VIP status, they gotta go on his report. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestweightprotein.net. That's bestweightprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
More than two dozen Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every 1 ballot cast for then-President Trump. Border Patrol agents in Arizona stopped what appeared to be a major move of illegal drugs over the weekend. They found more than 1.5 million fentanyl pills along with heroin and cocaine hidden in the floor of an 18-wheeler. And stocks turned in a lackluster performance on Tuesday as investors continued to ponder the future direction of interest rate increases. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solutions. The solutions. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. You know, and just being involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can be involved in the, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, a lot you can do up there. You know, part of it is getting involved. But I'll tell you one better. I'm going to save you money. I'm going to save you money, and I'm going to make some money, and you're going to be happy about it. No, what I mean by that is it's really simple. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell, beating his brains out to try to make things, I won't say better for us, but help us out. As a matter of fact, you know what? While we're doing this, I'm going to go there. Because I keep talking about it, but I don't really tell you anything. So go to MyPillow.com. If you use your promo code Joe, I'm telling you, you can save a boatload of money. I make a few bucks. Everybody's happy. And I mean everybody. I have his towels. I love them. I got his sheets. We love them. I got his pillows. We love them. We love the pillowcases. All right? But he's got slippers, he's got sandals, he's got, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Doggy beds, I love that one. He's got, what's her name, Kimberly, she likes to make fun of me because I didn't know what a topper was. She thought that was hilarious. You know, so he's got everything you could possibly need. Now, if you buy it right there off the website without a promo code, you're going to pay through the nose. But you don't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way. to go there, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from, God, I'm looking here online right now. You'll save anywhere from 30 to, oh, I like that one, 70%. 30 to 70%, depending on what it is you want to buy. 70%. So you're looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, why wouldn't you? If you want pills, you want anything, and everything, you can return it, pretty much everything. And then Mike gets to keep people working in his factories. Right? He gets the support people in his area. And I do mean the support people in his area. Electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and so forth. They keep not only the plant moving. I know, I'm giving you something in economics here, right? Not only does it keep the plant rolling, but all the homes that they live in, they need repair work. They need to be worked on. And he gets to pay them. They get a salary. My God, can you imagine? I'm sorry, but this shouldn't be such a hard sell at times. You really shouldn't. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, and just getting engaged. All right. Back at it. I mean, I got so much stuff I want to go through, and that's what happens. We come back from break, and I get excited about one thing, and I'm gone, you know? All right. The socialist students, they staged a die-in, God bless, a die-in for gender affirmation care for kids. And on August 5th, the Young Democrat Socialists of America staged a protest of the Florida Board of Medicine's meeting to discuss child transgender care. Why? Why would you protest it? You see, this is the ignorance that they have. This is what you have and I have allowed your kids to be taught in school. So a medical group is getting together to talk about good, bad, or indifferent on surgical procedures on kids, and they're protesting that? Do they want to just stay stupid? Is they want to stay ignorant? They're much happier. What was that? When I was growing up, what was that term? Ignorance is bliss. That was great. On August 5th, Young Democrat Socialists of America, their members at the Florida International University staged a die-in to protest Florida's Board of Medicine's meeting to discuss whether children should be prevented from having access to gender transition procedures. Right? They're going to look at it from a true medical standpoint, not a political one, not pressure from the outside, but strictly what's up. On June 2nd, a letter sent by Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lobato, he urged the board to consider how weak the scientific evidence is undergoing gender affirmation. Look, this is amazing. When you go to a psychiatrist, counselor, whatever, when you go and you're trying to figure out, I don't know, I'm depressed, and I'm not making fun of anybody here, okay? If you take it that way, then you don't know where my heart's at. But you're trying to figure out, you know, you're depressed, you go through some stuff, you never forgave your mom for what she did to you as a kid, all that stuff, right? How many of you, don't raise your hand because I don't want anybody to know who you are. How many of you went to, I don't know, two meetings, two sessions, and that was it, you were cured? I can tell you nobody. It doesn't work that way. We're going to talk to a couple of them. It can take you years to get over those things. But yet, gender affirmation surgery can be signed off in two meetings. Three meetings max. When you interview some of these kids, young people / kids that have gone through this, they will tell you within two or three meetings they were confirmed. 20-minute meetings. Maybe they're not all like that. I don't know. What I think is interesting, though, is that if you try to even suggest that they need to go longer, they'll come after you as being a hater. And that's what they've done. They've conditioned you to believe that once they call you a racist, once they call you a white supremacist, once they call you a hater, it's over. It's not over. It's not right. And don't let them do that to you. Just don't let it happen. They go on to say that the the weak scientific evidence that is holding up, somewhat holding up, gender affirmation, medical care for transgender youth, referring to gender transition procedures as complex and irreversible. Hello. It's complex and it's irreversible. Look, I don't have a medical degree, and all I got to do is think a little deeper than 90% of the population and go, okay, look, here's how this works. It ain't that hard. Here's how this works. All right, you stop these hormone blockers, right? And when you hit them with the hormone blockers, now all those chemicals, all those things that are still coming together in your body, right? Whether it's bone density, and look, they have trouble with bone density later on. They have trouble with a girl's periods later on. You know, because they come off the hormone blockers. And remember, everything's supposed to start all over again, no problem. So, you know, 3 years of hormone blockers, supposedly, everything stops dead. And you're going to just start it back up. You'll flick a switch and there you go, right? It's just amazing. So, they were holding paper gravestones. They were laying on the lawn claiming to represent trans people, because all those people are going to die if they don't do this right, right? Do you know how many of those trans kids are going to wish they were dead later on in life? And they're going to look at you, the parents, and us, the adults, and say, what did you do to me? Why did you allow this to happen to me? I mean, seriously. These are all rush to judgment surgeries that they're doing on these kids. So they're laying down on the lawn. They claim to represent trans people who have died and those who will be killed by reactionary anti-trans policies. No, it's not an anti-trans policy. No, it's not at all. It's a pro-life policy. It's a pro-caring for people policy. It's a pro-caring for kids policy above emotion. Above the latest craze. I mean, just that simple. You know, I always loved this. Maybe you should show them videos of what the actual surgery is like. And then let them see interviews with people who are detransitioning. Truly show them both sides of the issue. Why is that so tough? Joe Bacino, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, some of you, we put a link, into on the front page of the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can actually, you can watch live and you can chat and the whole nine yards while checking out or not checking out of the stories. I don't really care. Just trying to give you guys a place you can go talk, hang out, like the coffee shop, you know, while you're listening. It's always a lot of fun. At least I think. But I would say, you know, I'm not joking, too. The smarter people than I in the chat room. The questions they ask, the things they say. And when you're bored with me, you can listen to them. Sometimes they're exchanging recipes and such, but it all works out good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. I'm watching some of the results come in. The what was I talking about? I'm telling you, yeah, it's that easy. Right? When you talk about, I know what it was. This generation of brain surgeons that we've raised. How every single one of them think, if it's a, you know, I've been saying this for years, so there's nothing new. You guys have heard me say this before. If they got a thought that comes between their ears, right? Any idea that they have that comes through their brain or through their ears into their brain, it's got to be right. It's got to be correct. It's got to be real. You notice that? I think it's hilarious. And then mommy and daddy never said that. That's ridiculous. No, I've even heard them argue about that. I heard an argument from a parent once at a school board meeting, not mine, another school board meeting. And what she said was, studies have shown that when you mark a child's paper in red or red ink, it's hurtful and it hurts their esteem. Okay, got the answer wrong, lady. Just that simple. Here, this is wrong. In case you missed it, here's an X to show you. What's the big deal? Teach your kids to put up with a little adversity. Teach your kids to put up with things that may not always be comfortable for them. Because they ain't always going to be comfortable when they're out there in the real world. I mean, I love this. Love these people think you're going to wipe out bullying at school. You're going to wipe out all this stuff at school just by saying it isn't the right thing to do and getting kids involved in it. And that's great, right? It ain't right to kill, but our jails are filled with people who've killed. It ain't right to take drugs or sell drugs, but our jails are filled with people who've taken drugs and sell drugs. You don't take somebody else's property. You don't steal their car. Who's in the jails? I mean, think about it. So it's just insane. You've got to hold your kids responsible for what they do. Right? If you're not going to, then it all goes to pot. All of it. Your kid's going to feel bad. Too bad. Deal with it. Look at that basketball player. Right now in Russia. What is she going to get? 9 years? I think it's a he, by the way. I'm not sure, but whatever. 9 years in prison or something like that. 8 years and 9 years. Why? Because in 1 minute, she's cursing America, how bad it is. Next minute, she's begging America for help to get out of the situation she's in. Well, why didn't you just not break the law? You knew going over there was bad. You knew that what you wanted to do over there was wrong and illegal. You knew it. But like you get away with everything here, you thought you get away with it there. It doesn't work that way. I'm back to, and this is what, because these kids are protesting over and over and over again about discussing whether the trans operation hormone blockers are hurting kids or not. These kids are protesting, medical experts talking about it. Why? Because they want their way, Look, I'm not immune to it either. I'm sitting there talking to my kids one day. Years and years, 100 years ago. And I used to make them pull their earbuds out of their ears because I'd say to them, it's too loud. It's killing your eardrums. I'm not going to be the guy paying for operations later on because you can't get your act together. And when they got older, a couple of them, when we talked about it, they go, look, my ears, I don't think it's going to hurt me. Okay, I don't care what you think. You look at the studies that have been done. You look at the experts. It's going to hurt you. Yeah, well, and they did it anyway. So if you don't beat this up on the front end, if you don't give them something to think about on the front end, they're going to do it anyway. And I love this other thing. I mean, seriously, when you look at this, wait a minute. One is not going to make. Oh yeah, that's true. See, I told you, the chat room is a lot smarter than I am. One is not going to make $125K a year with a Bachelor of Arts study in gender fluidity. Yeah, that's going to get debunked too. Remember the pendulum will swing the other way at some point in time. When we decide to start taking back, you know, when the adults in the room start to decide to be the adults in the room, instead of letting the kids act like the adults and then acting on what the kids want to do, right, it's going to swing the other way. And these kids are going to realize what kind of debt they're in and what's wrong, you know, the problem is. It's just like the Joey Biden trying to reduce the debt of the kids that went deep into debt to go to college and couldn't find jobs, couldn't get jobs. Because some of them have degrees that will never amount to anything. But, man, they got to fulfill the college experience that I'm told every child should have. Right? Sad. A 2013 peer review study in the Journal of American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry appears to support Ladapo's skepticism that gender affirmation care is the best option for gender dysphoric youth. According to the study, many children who experience gender dysphoria, a sense of discomfort from incongruence between the gender identity and what they call assigned sex. Don't you love that? And they will not continue to experience this dysphoria in adolescence or adulthood. So why give them anything? The majority of them come back to it. Referring to previous research, the issue, the authors of the study go state that for the majority of children, 84%, yeah, 84% with gender dysphoria, they go back to their born, I mean, they mentally go back to the gender they were born with. Not the assigned gender, because I don't believe in assigned gender, but... Studies on findings corroborate this previous scholarship, discovering that a majority of the adolescents who initially sought help at a gender clinic in Amsterdam never returned, leaving the authors to conclude that they no longer had a desire for gender reassignment. So, we have study after study after study that confirm that kids don't need the operation, they don't need the hormone blockers. Despite all these protests, the board voted to move forward and prohibit children from being gender transitioned. Now, they came over the cries of trans brothers, sisters, siblings, allies, what they call allies. The Board of Medicine voted to accept the DeSantis proposed rule. Isn't that funny? Why name it the DeSantis proposed rule? It's not like DeSantis went and said, yeah, I'm against this. You guys find a way to stop it. You actually believe that that's what happened? Any of you? Because if you do, I don't know what to tell you. You've drank so much of the Kool-Aid, you can't come out of it. It was a shameful decision from an apolitical body, according to the Democrats. And they're not interested, really, they're not interested in fact. Because fact gets in their way. You know, they don't even ask the questions. Because the fact from the questions will get in the way. Is that really what we want? I thought the whole idea was to teach truth, to speak truth. I used to say it as a joke, but now it's true. You couldn't give those Democrats the truth in a bag, mark truth, put it in both of their hands, and tell them what was in there. And you still get nothing out of it. It's just the reality of it. And I don't know why. It's all about feeling good. It's all about the news that makes them feel better about themselves. We don't want them to feel bad. You know what? I do. I want your kids to feel bad when they do something wrong. I want your kids to feel bad when they make the wrong decision so they can think about it and make a better decision next time. So we'll see your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in. We're here every day. Hopefully you'll join us.